Okay, this is Gary Parr. I'm here with Michelle Segrist. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Gary.
We're in Jacksonville, Florida at the SMRP 2016 conference. And I was here last night and you got here today.
That's right. I got here today. So I've only been here for about half a day, but I've already gotten a lot of great tidbits and tips and already absorbing all the knowledge.
Yeah, exciting day. I had an excellent keynote this morning and really one of those uplifting, inspiring type keynote people.
Oh, cool.
And,
I missed that.
Yeah, 1,022 attendees here. So this is the biggest show so far this in the history of SMRP.
I can tell already there's a lot more exhibitors than usual, and the one session that I attended was packed. I mean, there was standing room only, so... It's turning out to be a good conference.
Yeah, you were here last year.
That's
and this
right.
is my first one, so it's bigger than I expected.
Yeah, compared with last year, it's definitely bigger. There's definitely more people here. I don't know if it's the great weather here in Jacksonville. It's a beautiful day. But it's probably, I would think there's twice as many exhibitors, or seem to be. The exhibit hall seems to be much bigger, and the conference rooms are really big and really full.
Yeah, it's a really nice facility all the way around. So, I did two sessions I've listened to today. One was a lady from Nissan and then has moved to GE. She put her name up as Nissan and then moved to GE, apparently in the recent past. But anyway, Mary Jo Cherney, and she was talking about how people skills and leadership and using the Wizard of Oz as a framework, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Oh, interesting.
But just talking about what it takes to be a leader, and most important focus for her was retaining employees. And in this day of lack of skilled employees, how important it is and what it takes from the people side.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very clear that you get the technical side, but without the people side, you won't succeed.
I hear that all the time, Gary. At all the facilities that we tour, they're constantly talking about the importance of their people. You can have the best processes and the best equipment and the most efficient systems, but without those people, none of it works.
Right.
So I'm interested to hear what she had to say about that.
Yeah, well, she had a lot, and I'll share some of that later, but she had some interesting stats. $11 billion is lost annually to turnover.
Wow.
71% of employees are not fully engaged. 80% are dissatisfied with direct management, 70% lack confidence in senior leadership and therefore are not fully engaged, and the highly engaged people, 87% of highly engaged employees are less likely to leave.
Wow. I mean, those stats are staggering, but they also make sense. I can't say that there's any that surprise me. Especially.
No, it's I mean, they're strong numbers.
Strong,
yeah,
numbers for sure.
Yeah, and then she said, as a managing person, if you need to ask questions. Are you the cause of chaos in your department?
Mm.
Is a question to ask yourself. Are you a control freak? and she pointed out that if you are, you're stifling your employees.
Mm-hmm. Sure, that makes perfect sense. I've been in scenarios like that, in offices like that, where those kind of people, they really do just kind of bottleneck the system. You can't get anything done.
And then she talked about, of course, salary is always an issue with employees, but anybody who's studied employee relations knows that salary is not your priority.
That's
you can
right.
You can throw money at people, and then 6 months later, the real factors are the ones that keep them or cause you to lose them. But she talked about a leadership inventory, and the top four things were honesty, forward thinking, inspiring inspiring a shared vision, and competency. Those were the top four things, and then money.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised a little bit by that, but not especially, because the employee engagement is so important. You hear this all the time with all the people that we talk to out there in industry and in our business. The employees have to be inspired. They have to be engaged. So I'm not completely surprised that money's not at the top of the thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure it has some weight. But that's interesting. So how do you keep the employees engaged?
And that's, we could talk for the full hour. We could talk for the full hour that she talked about how to do that. But
sure.
She gave a lot of good tips. She was telling about when she was at Nissan that a competitive auto company in Tennessee bought a billboard at the entrance to the Nissan plant. And they advertised that they were looking for, I think it was electrical engineers, right on the billboard.
Wow.
And of course she said, that woke people up in terms of we need to engage our employees. We need to get to know them and what it takes to keep them because it's expensive to replace them.
And she works at big companies. I can imagine that maybe you don't know all the employees as well as you do with a smaller company.
Right.
And so it's probably even a bigger challenge.
Yes.
for someone like her who's trying to manage many, many, many people in a large corporation.
Right. Yeah, well, that exactly. It's a much bigger project. So the session you attended, what was that all about?
Yeah, it was really good. It was called Connecting the Curves of Reliability. And so there's a great speaker. His name's Sean Eisenhower, and he's with Eurydiceo Company. Mm-hmm. And the company actually operates on an aircraft carrier out at sea. And so that was pretty cool, I thought. He had a picture of it, and he's also been a pilot, and he's had a lot of experience. But he talked about all the different types of reliability curves. So a lot of them I've seen before. And I'm sure our readers have too, like the bathtub curve,
yes,
it looks like a bathtub and the wear out curve and random curve, like for example, random curves, you can't predict them. These are things that just, failures that happen randomly. And so he went through a lot of those. I think the most compelling part of the presentation was he was talking about project and change management curves. And so of course there are several of those as well, but he said, and I think that the woman from Nissan or GE would agree, that all changes are hard for an organization to make and sustain. And he talked about how you must have leadership, a process, and of course tools. You have to have important tools to for your people to use. And he said, until you change the behavior and sustain a new culture, you cannot attain your return on investment. That there's just no way to do that. And he talked about the ADKAR model, which we've all heard of before, but it was nice to get a good refresher. So the A is for awareness, the D stands for desire, the K stands for knowledge, the A stands for ability, and the R stands for reinforcement. And he talked about how all of these play into each other, and when you're trying to affect change at your organization and improve reliability, all of these have to go. You have to make your employees aware of what's going on. They have to have a desire to do better. They have to have the knowledge. They have to have the information. They also have to have the ability. You have to make sure they have the skills to do the job, and then you have to find a way to reinforce all of that. So I thought that was interesting to hear that again. I have heard that before, but he kind of did it in a different way. So it was very good.
Yeah, it's interesting that word culture comes up.
Yes.
And we saw that the plant profile for November, the Empire that we were at just recently doing the story.
Absolutely.
And you could tell that the success they were having and completely overhauling that company, mm-hmm, was a result at the very core of culture change.
Yeah, it was all about employee engagement. I mean, every one of those employees knew what was going on. They knew that new systems were coming in and that change was happening. And so they were able to have that buy-in. And that helped management to put all those changes into effect with support of every single employee, all the way from management to the operators on the floor. So it was really interesting to see that, and that does tie into everything that we heard today. So
yeah, and
we've seen it in reality. We've seen it in the real world just last week.
Yes, and the Nissan GE lady that talked, she talked about communication,
mm-hmm,
and how important that is, and having people have a line of sight in terms of either change or in terms of their own career path. And how important that is that you communicate that, and we were seeing that at Empire too.
That's right. Empire Tools does it as well as anybody, I think. They, of course, they admitted that sometimes we get a little pushback, and that's natural because we're all human beings, and change is hard for human beings. But making sure that people are aware of what's going on keeps them from being surprised and shocked in the process, and so they know it's coming, so they can get ready for it. I think that's a big help to a lot of people to accept change and to enforce it. So
All right. Much more yet to come today,
yeah.
But we have to cut off early so we can get this stuff posted, and also watch for links on maintenancetechnology.com for our man on the street, what's your biggest hurdle in maintenance, and also we have some booth interviews with various manufacturers showing or sharing what they're showing at the show. That's pretty good. You say that five times fast.
Well, you know, they're all proud of it, and there's a lot of new technology out there, and again, as we said before, there are so many exhibitors here, so they're all really proud of what they have to offer. So we should have a lot of interesting video for our readers.
Yes. So more today, more tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow with a little report and more links to more videos. And thanks for listening.